You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today's show is all about kindness. We have a learning guide for this episode. You can find it. It's at childrenshour.org under the episode called Kindness. With us today on the show is Lindsay Monroe, and we're learning about what is a kind action, and we will get into what is the science behind kindness. But first, the kids have a few more questions for our guest, Lindsay Monroe.
Why did you decide to start kids' music?
That's an interesting story. So before I became a children's musician, I wrote songs for grown-ups. I did folk music with my guitar. And I started playing when my children were little. I started playing at preschools and libraries because I just love children and I love playing music for them. But I was still playing grown-up music as well. And then in 2019, I went to a Raffi concert and I met him backstage and he encouraged me to try and write a song for children. So I said, well, if Raffi thinks I should, I guess I should try that. So I went home and I wrote I Am Kind, and I sent it to Raffi, and he really inspired me to start writing music for children. He loved the song. He encouraged me to write more. So I did. So I owe a big thank you to Raffi for encouraging me with that.
What's your favorite part about writing a song, and what does your creative process look like?
Thanks for asking. You know, my creative process, I always start with a melody idea. It always starts just humming a little melody, strumming my ukulele, and then the words will come. And I always start with the music first and then the words. Usually, I would say 90% of the time, that's my creative process. My favorite thing is when I just get an idea for some lyrics. And it's just so exciting to, oh, that's what this song wants to be about. And then to start writing almost a poem. And then I put it together with the music. It's so fun. It's such a magical process. I don't even fully understand it, but I always feel so excited when I write a new song, like, wow, that was pretty good. It's so fun.
Do you have any advice for other kids or adults who want to make kids' music?
Yes, I do. I think you should follow your heart, write some songs or play some songs you know, and share them with children because it's so kind to share music with others.
What is your favorite thing about your job?
Oh, my favorite thing about my job. There are so many favorite things. That's one thing about me. I have so many favorites. Some of my favorite things are making music with Raffi. He's just so joyful and fun. And we just have so much fun making music together. I love sharing my music. I love hearing from kids and families who enjoy the music and it means something to them. The other day I saw on social media, a preschool sang one of my songs at their graduation. And that's probably one of my favorite things, is just to hear people make the songs their own and have it mean something to them. I love that.
Why do you like playing the songs that you are doing?
Well, when I was a kid, my favorite thing in the world was to listen to music and sing songs. So the reason why I like doing it is because the artists that I listen to, like Raffi and like others like Sharon Lois and Brim and Mr. Rogers, they brought me so much joy. It was just my favorite thing to listen to them. So I like to do it because I like to bring joy to other people.
What's your favorite song?
Oh, good question. I think my favorite song that I wrote is called I Am Kind, because I am all about kindness. I love to be kind and I like to sing about it so that I can encourage other people to be kind too.
I am kind. I'll be your friend, will you be mine? I can share a smile, I am kind. I am brave. I do it though I feel afraid. I can do the hard things, I am brave. And I am love. I wrap my arms
problems that arise. Finding new solutions, I am wise. I am strong. I'm okay when things go wrong. I know I can do it, I am strong. And I am love. I wrap my arms around myself in a great big hug. I am love. I am love. I am love. I am love.
We all need a place to call home. With our laughter, our joy, and our song. To thrive with the old and the young. A community caring and strong. Where there is love, where there is love, where there is love, we belong. Where there is love, where there is love, where there is love, we belong.
A rainbow of colors and faces.
A chorus of comforting voices.
Sights and sounds for our minds and hearts.
In the places we feel we belong. Where there is love, where there is love, where there is love, we belong. Where there is love, where there is love, where there is love, we belong. Where there is love, where there is love, where there is love, we belong. Where there is love, where there is love, where there is love, we belong.
Sometimes it's easy to feel like the world's getting harder. But if we look closer, on the news, on the web, on the street, we're anything but unkind. Every day, we hear new stories of people trying to make the world a better place. And together, we can make the world that little bit kinder for all of us. It all starts with just one person, you. The thing about kindness is that it's just about the only thing in the world that doubles when you share it. And it's a fact, backed by science. Studies have shown that if you perform just one random act of kindness a day, you'll not only reduce your stress, anxiety, and depression, but your body is flooded with the same hormones that make you and the person you've helped calmer, healthier, and happier. Serotonin, which heals your wounds, helps you relax and makes you feel good. Endorphins, which reduce pain, and oxytocin, which reduces blood pressure and makes you feel more loving and loved. You'll both be more energized, feel less aches and pains, more confident, and could even live longer. And if other people see you helping someone else, they'll be filled with those same feel-good hormones, meaning they're significantly more likely to pay it forward. Like taking that extra moment to hold the elevator for someone, spotting a coffee for a stranger who's just a few cents short, giving your neighbor a hand with their groceries. Even just smiling and meaning it. It doesn't take much, but it can make a huge difference for everyone. Those people you've helped will help other people, and those other people will help even more people. And those random acts of kindness can start a chain reaction that can spread across an entire community, a city, a country, and with enough of us, the world. Now, isn't that the world we all want? And it all starts with one.
That's a message from the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
Spanish, and he's learning English too. Don't make fun of other people, 'cause they don't sound like you. Kindness is the key to understanding. Kindness is the key to get along. Promise not to hurt with your words or your deeds. Promise that you'll think about how other people feel. Different people look different kinds of ways. Try to see their beauty each and every day. Lauren's in a wheelchair, it's so hard to get around. Rita's hair is really red, Tyrone's skin is brown. Ashley's really big, and Tanya is too. Don't make fun of other people, 'cause they don't look like you. To get along, promise not to hurt with your words or your deeds. Promise that you'll think about how other people feel. Different people have different kinds of families. Try to understand what other families need. Tariq is a Muslim, Emily's a Jew. Richie has two daddies. What about Carla Sue? She has a single parent who has very little money. Just because they're different doesn't mean to treat them funny. Kindness is a key to understanding. Kindness is a key to get along. Kindness is a key to peace and love for everyone.
That's the Kindness Song by Gay Adegbolola, right here on the Children's Hour from her Blues in All Flavors CD. Random Acts of Kindness Foundation brought us that important message about kindness and the scientific benefits of kindness. Where There Is Love is Lindsay Monroe and Raffi from Frogs and Birds. Today's guest on the show is Lindsay Monroe. She has CDs out for kids and families, and we have links and lots more information posted, including a learning guide for this episode, which is all about kindness. Lindsay, we asked you to be on the show for this episode on kindness because it almost seems like kindness is a specialty for you, especially in the lyrics you write and the work you're doing. Can you talk a little bit about why you are so interested in promoting kindness and kids?
Thank you so much. I'm just so happy to be on this program about kindness because it's so important to me. My children are all a little unique in that they all have autism. And I think it's so important to teach kindness. I want others to be kind to them, and I want them to be kind to others. And I think it's so important that we're all kind to each other, despite our differences. We all should see what makes us unique and special. Everyone deserves respect and friendship. And I think that that's the message I really want to spread, is that everybody should be kind.
What was your favorite fan interaction?
That's a good question. Well, I think that my favorite was a message I got the other day, that I got it from a mom who said every morning they listen to my song, Flexible and Easygoing. And she talks with her child about being flexible throughout the day, and it really sets their day off to a good start. So that was a really nice interaction that made my day.
Lindsay, you talked about how you have three kids and they all have autism, and how your songs are about making music around things that help kids be kinder in general, but also learning to regulate their own emotions. I wonder, do you write your music specifically to help families who have autism in the family?
Yes, I do. I think that as a songwriter, you have to write from your own experience and write what you know. And I write really for my children. If there's something that they're working on or need a little reminder about, I write a song about it. And I think I write it for my children, but I know that it will also help other children and families, not just neurodiverse children and families, but I think all kids and grownups need these messages and these reminders to stay flexible or try new things. I think that we could all use that reminder in a song.
Well, Lindsay Monroe, if there's anything you'd like to leave our audience with today, especially in relation to kindness, what would you say?
I would encourage people to just be kind today as you go about your day. Everyone deserves kindness, respect, a friend, and just reach out to people and include people and be a kind friend, because we all need that.
Isn't that the truth? Lindsay Monroe, it's been a pleasure to have you on the Children's Hour with us today. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us and to share your thoughts.
Thank you so much for your kindness, everyone, all the thoughtful questions and having me on the show. It was lovely. I really enjoyed it.
My face shows how I'm feeling. I smile when feeling happy. I frown when feeling down. My face shows how I'm feeling. My eyes are open wide when I feel surprised. Your face shows feelings too. I'll look to you. Because your face shows how you're feeling. When you smile, I know you're happy. When you frown, I know you're down. When you bite your lower lip, it means you're nervous. And when one eyebrow lifts, you're curious. When your eyebrows join together, you may be furious.
Be kind to your parents, though they don't deserve it. Remember that grown-ups is a difficult stage of life. They're apt to be nervous and overexcited, confused by their daily storm and strife. Just keep in mind, though it seems hard, I know, most parents were children long ago. Incredible. So treat them with patience and kind understanding, in spite of the foolish things they do. Someday you might wake up and find you're a parent too.
That was Buck Howdy, and before that our guest Lindsay Monroe. In the background, Woody and Arlo Guthrie. You're listening to the Children's Hour's episode on kindness, and we have a learning guide. You can find it at childrenshour.org. Look for kindness. It's full of activities and other ways to make the world a kinder place. The Children's Hour is making weekly learning guides for every episode thanks to the support of the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate and find our learning guides under our podcast menu. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund.